With WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. The Chester County Council enacted a new ordinance this week limiting the number of Airbnb units that can be registered in the county. WHYY's Eric Nixon has details.
In a unanimous vote, council reduced the number of Airbnb rental properties to 20 short-term leases for the county. The new ordinance also bans the purchase and rental of single-family homes for short-term rental use. The decision follows a 16% increase in population since 2020, but the county still has a limited number of available homes. The 22 current rental properties will be grandfathered into this new law, but will lose their license if they sell the property, move, or do not renew their property registration status. Eric Nixon, WHYY News.
Democrats have declared victory in a state house special election in Butler County. WESA's Tom Reese reports the margin is razor thin.
An unofficial count showed Cranberry Township Democrat Brandon Dukes leading Republican Scott Timko by fewer than 100 votes in a race where 17,000 people cast ballots. In a statement just before 11 p.m. Tuesday, Dukes said that while he wanted to count every vote, he looked forward to delivering, quote, real wins for working families in Harrisburg. Timko did not respond to a request for comment from WESA. But Democrats noted that the 12th House District supported President Donald Trump by 18 points 2 years ago. And State Democratic Chair Eugene DePasquale said the apparent victory was a good omen, adding, it, quote, sets the stage for the November midterms. Reporting from Harrisburg, Tom Reese.
Bright blue skies and a few clouds up there above Philadelphia on this Wednesday afternoon. Right now, 86 degrees in the heart of Philly. We're expecting skies to stay clear for the rest of the day. Temperatures still could inch up a degree or two before they peak for the afternoon. Changes, though, are afoot looking ahead to tomorrow. Enjoy the sunshine while it lasts. We have clouds in the forecast for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Looking ahead to Thursday, though, chance of showers as well with those clouds. Cooler temperatures, though, highs only getting into the low 80s on Thursday.